2 Timothy 4, verse 8, it says, "Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but to all, to all who have longed for his appearing." Remember what I said earlier, that if you don't realize God is good now, you'll be in trouble? When everything's going fine, God is good. You have to establish that in your heart and mind now. That no matter what happens in life, no matter how bad or how difficult, if you have a Job experience, you have a Daniel experience, you have a Joseph experience, where things happen to you that just don't match up with what you've been doing, you still have to realize God is good. And he'll never be anything different. Because if you don't establish that now, when you get in the pit, like, or when you get in jail like Joseph, if you end up in the lion's den like Daniel, if you end up like Paul in prison and different things, you're going to turn to God and you're going to say, like, "Why am I here? I didn't do anything wrong." Guess what? God is still good. I have to establish that fact. No matter what's going on, God is good. That's his character. That's who he is. That's who his word says he is. And he's righteous. He's not a bad judge. He's not a rotten God. He's not a God that's up there ready to strike you down. He's doing everything he can to provide what you and I need for everyday life. That's why there's a river that flows from heaven out of Psalms 46 that never runs dry. He never leaves a day he never gives us a day where he won't provide what we need. He loves to do those things. And so it's vitally important that we learn to be merciful, because mercy triumphs over judgment. And when you and I face people that maybe we don't like, when you and I run into situations that seem difficult and challenging and we're not real happy about who's in it and why they're in it, and it's not the time to judge. It's a time to be merciful. So with that, I'm going to pray. And I'd encourage you to go through and read those scriptures again and just see what God shows you. Don't just take my word for it. Go home and study it. And see where God goes with you. Okay? Because I promise you, there's going to be people that are going to come in your path. You're going to have to look beyond judgment. You're going to have mercy. Going to have mercy.
Yeah, I was going to share this during testimony time, but we didn't get to. I'd seen this helicopter flying, and I realized that it was a medic helicopter. And you know, when someone is in a medic helicopter, they need special attention, and it's urgent. And instantly the Lord had took me back. It's not the healthy that need a doctor, but the sick. Weren't you once sick? For God says, "I desire mercy to the sinner." You'll find that in Matthew 9. But also in the book of Ezekiel, there's two covenants that he talks about, where God says, "I will remove from them their heart of stone." That's what God carved in the rock. "I will remove from them the heart of stone, and I will give them a heart of flesh." What is that fleshly heart? That's Jesus. That's Jesus. So when the first covenant becomes obsolete, the second covenant becomes in place. Therefore, it's replaced with two commandments. And they're based on love.
Heavenly Father, I thank you and praise you how you have been so merciful to us. Merciful. You didn't give us what we deserved. Now, Lord, I pray that you'll help us to do the same. That we will not stand in judgment, but we'll stand in mercy. mercy towards those who need to hear the gospel, the good news, and even mercy to those who are in the church. So, Lord, we just ask that you would help us to be merciful. Teach us, Lord, how to handle circumstances, situations with people and that just are real difficult to deal with. Lord, we just ask that you would allow us to live out and fulfill the purpose that you have for our lives so that what you want done is accomplished without judgment, but with mercy. And so, Lord, we thank you for how you're going to lead us. Lord, if there's some things in our lives that need to be rearranged, are some of our thought process, some of our desires, some of our ways, I pray that for myself, I would be just willing to let them give them to you and let you replace it with what needs to be there. And for this congregation, that they would possibly do the same. As you lead, as you guide, as you direct. So thank you, Lord, for how you're going to work in us. And Lord, we just thank you once again for your mercy. For your grace empowers us to live an upright, self-controlled, godly life in this present age. But your mercy gives us something we didn't deserve. But your grace empowers us to walk above and beyond what we could do by ourselves. So thank you for the ability to go beyond where we are today and to walk a life that is without judgment but with mercy. And so thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do, the people that we're going to touch, the lives that are going to be changed because we're going to share the good news and watch mercy do its work. So love you and thank you, Lord. Just continue to help us walk this out, Lord. We need all the help we can get. We ask this in Jesus' name, and everybody said, amen, amen. Pardon? Oh, yeah. Oh, an offering. I forgot about the offering. I did, honestly. Oh, all the students. Yeah, okay, good. Let's have all the kids get in the aisle. If you're going to college or high school or grade school, just go ahead, have all the kids get in there, and we're going to pray over the kids because they're all back to school. Harold, you're in school. Come and stand in the aisle, girls. All the kids, come on. Well, okay, moms and dads and body, let's get around them and lay hands on them and pray for them, okay? Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for our children. Go ahead. We thank you, Lord God, for how you're going to continue to teach them and to show them things that they need to know. We just pray that in this next school year that they're able to stand up for what is right. They'll be able to live, and what they walk and what they talk is the same. It's not two different things. And Lord, help them to be good students as best they can, Lord, to do their best, no matter what level it is at, let them to do their best and continue to invest in them the knowledge and the understanding they need for the days that are ahead. We pray that you would keep them healthy. Lord, if there's kids that normally get sick every school year, Lord, we just command that to be broken off them in Jesus' name, that they would have a healthiest year they've ever had, and there would not be any of those sick days needed. Lord, we just pray that you'd continue to help them to grow physically without any ailments or any complications whatsoever, that they would be healthy, Lord, that way. Lord, we just also pray that you would help them to buddy up with the right people, that they would not get into a crowd that brings bad character. You would help them to be careful who they hang with. Help them to know who to stay away from right now, because they know that it's just not right to go down that road of hanging with certain ones. But Lord, let their light shine so much that those that are doing wrong want to hang with them, where they make the influence and they make the impact on those that are doing maybe things that are not quite so right. So we just lift up our kids. We thank you, Lord God, that they're going to be a voice for the kingdom of God. They're going to live a life that leads instead of follows. We just pray for those that aren't here today as well, that they too will be stirred in their heart to make a difference for the kingdom of God rather than just to exist and follow the world. So thank you, Lord, for stirring in them those things, those works. And Lord, I thank you for those that are teachers. Lord, I see Krista was here today, and I just pray that you'd help her to see every student the way you see them, Lord. And help our teachers and those that teach, help them to care for each one so much. Thank you for what they do. They commit their lives to teaching and helping kids, and we just pray that you would help them to do that. And for the homeschool moms, Lord, we just pray your blessing upon them as they teach their kids at home. Lord, help them to be a blessing as they reach out and teach their kids lots of things that they feel is important. So help them as well, Lord. And so, Father, we just ask that you would just continue to minister mightily through this next school year. And Lord, we just look forward to seeing how our kids are going to develop into the men and women that you want them to be. We look forward to that. And we just love you and thank you, Lord God, for that. And we just ask your protection and safety. In the wonderful name of Jesus, we pray, and everybody said, amen, amen. If we take the offering, I'll give announcements while we do that, okay? Father, you want to help me? Go ahead. You pass it around. Go ahead and you be the usher today. You pass it around, okay? I need one more helper on this side. You guys want to help? Okay. While they're doing that, let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for the gift and the giver. We thank you, Lord God, how you provide. We just ask that you would help New Life Fellowship to be exactly what you want it to be. And Lord, we will surrender and work accordingly of what you desire. So thank you, Lord God, how you're going to do that. And bless each one as they give. In Jesus' name, amen. I've got a couple announcements that I need to mention to you. Is that this Wednesday and Thursday, Carol? Either one was right. they're taking pictures Wednesday and Thursday for the directory that we're going to have. And so as they do that, that'll be Wednesday and Thursday. So if you want to sign up for that, talk to Carol, and she'll get you signed up for that. And make sure if you ever go to the old directory and you go to church and you don't know who somebody is, sometimes it's nice to cheat and figure out who they are before you come next Sunday. Or you need to pray for somebody and you don't remember who it is. Sometimes it's a real blessing that way. Pot Bless will be next Sunday with Tom Shanklin. Tom Shanklin will be here sharing, so I encourage you to come and be a part of that. So there will be Pot Bless next Sunday, so keep that in mind. We'll probably send out another reminder as well. On Wednesday night, we will have Bible study, of course, so keep that in mind. Prayer meeting on Tuesday, all the regular activities there. On the back table, the Life Walk, First Choice Clinic. Inside there, you can find people that will donate so much money per mile or whatever you walk, and you can do that. If you want to do that, grab one of those and get people sign up and ask them to help, and all the money goes to help First Choice Clinic, which is a great organization you want to be a part of because they help sustain life and keep life rather than kill it. So keep that in mind as well. Anything else? Yes, Mr. Dahl. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, next Sunday, Tom Shanklin will be in the Sunday school class teaching. So at 9:30, if you want to come and hear some more things about whatever he's going to share, just keep that in mind as well. Thank you for reminding me. That was great. Anything else? Anybody have anything else? Yeah, Lauren?
Don had been kind of getting me to watch on Dish Network. It's Rodney Howard Brown. And he has, just for an example, There was a rider last year from Newtown, Roper, that had broke his back, and he had gone down to Rodney's healing ministry in Florida this past winter. And when he broke his back, they had put steel pins in his back, and he was pretty crippled until he had gone down there. When he went down there, he had been healed completely. And when he got back up to Minot, they took an x-ray, and even the steel pins were gone. So, but he's on twice a night. He's on at 6:30 in the evening and 10:30 in the evening. I mean, if anybody's interested, he really has a good message. The one thing I noticed, for the kids' sake, on Friday night, they had all of his, the kids were not Sunday school, but from their group, anyhow, their ages from 6 to 12, and they put on the program and Revive America at the Daughters of the American Republic Hall in Washington, D.C. So it was really tremendous what those young kids and the Holy Spirit were, how it was upon all of them, that even the kids can lay hands on, yep, and heal. Yep. They can preach, mm-hmm, the Word of God. I just, if anybody needs any, don't take it away from your Bible or anything like that. Right. But if you need a little refreshing in the evenings and do have Dish Network, it's well worth the time just to look at that once in a while.
What channel?
267. At 6:30, and then it's back on again at 10:30.
We should get that guy to come and tell his testimony from Newtown. So it'd be fun.
Maybe
he'd come.
Lori,
well, then tell her to bring him home. All right, isn't that cool? Yeah, God's into doing stuff. He wants to do it through you every day. You don't have to be in a meeting for that to happen. It can happen right where you are. You don't have to wait for church, somebody to pray for you. You can just lay hands on them and agree with God's word, and you and God are in agreement. That's all you need. Amen. All righty. Well, I believe we got coffee and whatnot back there, so you're welcome to do that. Oh, there's rolls today, too. They'll look good on us. So, it no opinion, Lyle. No opinion. All right. God's blessing. If you don't know who you're sitting by, please introduce yourself. Have a great day.